We have two sessions this morning, and the first session, the topic will touch on the two great cities, as in Revelation.
We are going to pray to the Lord's blessing, a good sanctuary. This is a very important thing in the development business.
And indeed, our church has received abundant blessings from our Lord in terms of attaining a chapel, and this will have great help in progressing our holy work.
所以我们应该每个弟兄姊妹好好的装备自己，在以后的日子都为主做工。
Hence, each and every brothers and sisters, we should equip ourselves in order to progress the holy work in future.
所以要多听一点道理，多明白道理，这是一个很重要的装备。
And to listen and to understand more truth, this is an important way to equip ourselves.
我对启示录的道理已经 讲了两次啊。
I have spent two sessions touching on the topic in the book of Revelation.
第一次是根据启示录的预言，这个中东啊，以后有两场的大战争。And
first, according to the prophecies in this book, there shall be two great battles in the Middle East.
这个是很清楚的事情。And
indeed, this is clearly recorded.
我们现在有的人说找不到工作了，哇哇叫，战争一发生，问题就很大。And
there are some that may lament being jobless. However, if a war were to break out, then things will become a disaster.
我们昨天也谈到这个七封信啊，对现在的这个教训。Yesterday
we also touched upon the seven letters and their modern teachings.
那七封信是写给当时的教会，可是 当时的教会并没有复兴起来，并没有做一个得胜的教会，所以要紧。那七封信是为了今天呢，这个还没完成的这个真教会写的。And
these seven letters that were written to the churches at that time did not bring about a revival of the churches. Hence, the teachings are directed to our church today, the imperfect model.
这些道理我们要有一个清楚的认识，我们才晓得怎么样去做。
We must have a clear understanding of the teachings in order for us to know to carry it out in our actions.
那么启示录里边呢，有记载两个宝座啊，两个宝座。
Within the book of Revelation is recorded two thrones.
一个是施恩的宝座。
And one is the throne of mercy.
我们请看启示录。 第四章,
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 4.
启示录第四章的第二节,
Verse 2.
四章二节说，看见一个宝座安置在天上。那这个第五节，这个宝座有红啊，为荣啊，这个宝座就是王座的位，这个椅子啊，地方。 这是主耶稣的宝座，那这个宝座有红围绕，这个红是施恩的记号，所以这个叫做施恩的宝座。Here
in verse 2 and 3, we can see that it records a throne set in heaven, and that before the throne, around the throne, there is a rainbow, and this rainbow symbolizes mercy.
这个红就给我们联想到挪亚的洪水之后，真神赐这个红啊，和挪亚立约。 所以以后不用洪水毁灭世界，这是一种恩典的记号。Because
after the deluge and the Noah's Ark, God set a rainbow in the sky as a seal.
所以第四章就是万里圣灵降临重建真教会，这个真教会就是神的殿，那里面的耶稣同在，就耶稣的宝座，要向世界的人类施恩。And
hence, in chapter 4, records the church of the latter rain, where there's a throne of mercy within this church, where God will send down his mercy to his people.
那另外一个宝座是记载奥士章的第十一节。And
the next throne was recorded in chapter 21, verse 10.
奥士章的十一节。Chapter
20, verse 10.
十一节。Then
I saw a great white throne.
十一节啊。十一节。 十一节这里说有一个白色的宝座，
From chapter 20, verse 11, then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away.
这个是审判的宝座。
And this is the throne of judgment.
真神宽容人拯救人的时间已经满了，所以他耶稣要再临，要实行审判和审判的宝座。
And that is the time of God's mercy is fulfilled, and God shall judge the world.
所以这个审判的时候，不能得救的，像这个十五节记载，就要被丢在火湖里，就是地狱。
And in, as recorded in verse 15, those who are not saved and whose name is not in the book of life was cast into hell.
那启示录有记载有两个妇人。
And also in the book of Revelation is recorded two women.
一个是淫妇，一个是这个新妇。
And one is an adulterous woman, and the other is a beautiful bride.
那个淫妇是记载17章，新妇是记载21章。
And the adulterous woman was recorded in chapter 17, whereas the bride was recorded in chapter 21.
那有记载两个大城。
And within it is also recorded two great cities.
我们现在要查考这启示录里面的两个大城到底是指的什么。
And now we are going to look into the two great cities within this book and their teachings behind.
看17章。
Let's look at chapter 17.
17章的18节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 18.
17章18节。
Chapter 17, verse 18. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth.
这个前面呢，有记载一个淫妇。 这个淫妇，那个女人就是管辖地上众王的大臣，这个淫妇就是大臣了，因为这个大臣是巴比伦大臣。
And prior to this is recorded a harlot, and she represents the Babylonian city.
看第四节17章。
Let's look at verse.
第四节，这个第四节说，那个女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，那这个第五节。
Verse 5。
她的额上有名写着说奥秘在大巴比伦，这个女人就是淫妇，那她的额上写着说奥秘在大巴比伦，所以这个女人呢就是巴比伦。
And this woman who is the harlot, and on her forehead is written mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots.
因此18节说那个女人就管辖地上众王的大权，这个女人呢就是巴比伦大权。
And hence in verse 18, saying that this woman reigns over the great city, and this city is the Babylonian city.
这个巴比伦大权是指着罪恶的世界。
And this Babylonian city refers to the sinful world.
虽然是罪恶的世界，18章第一节以下，是充满了魔鬼的灵的地方。
And this sinful world is a place that wherein dwells many devils.
18章的第二节。
Chapter 18, verse 2.
这个是巴比伦大城，充满了魔鬼，魔鬼在那里作王呢。
And that is Babylon, the great city, is filled with devils and demons, and it is a dwelling place for them.
所以是一个肮脏的地方，一个罪恶的地方。
It is a place full of sin.
可是这个大城看起来好像一个很美丽的女人一样。However,
this great city has the outer appearance of a beautiful woman.
因此大家都喜欢她。
Hence, everyone loves her.
第三节，尊王喜欢她。 做生意的喜欢他，再下去就是说这个，行业，这个就是船务业的了。特别他提到这个船务业的，就是船哈，这些都很喜欢他。And
as in verse 3 records that the kings of the earth and even the merchants of the earth love her.
因为尊王啊，可以从中得到利益。
Because the kings can receive their own benefits.
客商也从能够从中得到利益。
And likewise, the merchants can become rich.
啊，那十七节那里记载啊，这个船主啊，有船的人也从中得到利益，所以喜欢他。
And verse 17 records that every shipmaster also become rich, and therefore they love her.
现在可以从这个世界赚到大钱的，就是有地位的。
And if we look at this world, those who become rich are those who have status.
尊王代表有地位的人。
Kings represent those who have status.
啊，仙官化财啊，你没有地位啊，发不到财。
If without status nor position, you will not achieve great wealth.
再来就是做生意的，做生意的就发财。
And next comes the merchants. If you conduct businesses, you shall become rich.
那这个做事业的人当中，特别啊，到这个末世啊。船哦，有大船的，这些思维家也会赚到大钱。
And especially towards the end times, referring to the ship masters of who possess great ships, they shall become very rich.
以前的人的生活啊，都是一个小地区啊，自己供给自己的，自己种东西自己吃啊，啊，现在时候不是的，现在是。这个国家的东西运到那个国家，那用什么把这些东西运过去？就是船。虽然有飞机，飞机运输的数量少，还是要靠船。所以现在坐船的，这个船务业的赚大钱。
And in the past, people are self-sufficient. However, today many depend on imports, and therefore shipmasters can become very rich quickly.
因此他们。喜欢这个巴比伦，那么这个巴比伦被毁灭的时候，他们特别的悲伤。
And all of them love Babylon, and if Babylon is destroyed, they shall become sorrowful.
安息日会很喜欢啊，研究这个启示录和但以理书。
The assembly of the day of seven Adventists, they love to study into the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel.
那安息日会和天主教是对立的，啊，安息日会什么都说那个是天主教，因为天主教大巴比伦也是天主教，他们这样说。
And the seven Adventists are in great opposition against the Roman Catholics, and they would refer the great Babylonians to the Roman Catholics.
但是天主教他不怕人家骂他的，因为他太大，他教会太大，他不怕人骂。
However, the Roman Catholics are not afraid of any opposition.Because of their stronghold.
不过安息日那种圣经的解释说起来不公道，不合正义。
However, the teachings of the seven Adventists are not on any grounding.
这个巴比伦，这个大巴比伦，这个混乱的意思，啊，是属于魔鬼的。所以你不能说单指着一个哪一个教会或者哪一个国家，全世界，这个最后世界是巴比伦。
And Babylon means the chaos, and you cannot just refer it to a certain church or a certain nation, but it refers to the whole sinful world.
那这个世界是魔鬼充满的地方，为什么人家喜欢它？
And why does man love this world that is full of demons?
因为这个世界里面，我们昨天谈过啊，有肉体的情欲啊，有眼目的情欲，有今生的骄傲可得的。
And because within this sinful world exists the lust of the eyes, the lust of flesh, and the pride of life.
不但尊王老百姓人人都喜欢他。
And not just kings and nations, but all people of the world love her.
看十七章十五节。
Let's look at 17, chapter 17, verse 15.
十七章的十五节。
Chapter 17, verse 15.
这里记载那个女人啊，坐在重水的上面。那么这个重水啊，是诅咒啊啊，这个多民、多人、多国、多方。就是人类，啊，这意思说，这个世界的人都喜甘愿跟他坐着，跟他坐着是跟他控制的意思，甘愿投降他。
And verse 15 records that the harlot sits above the waters where all the people will bow down to her, and that is people are willing to be controlled by her.
所以说，全人类啊都喜欢这个大巴比伦，就喜欢这个淫妇。
That is to say, the entire humankind loves this great harlot, the Babylon.
可是这个大巴比伦是神的敌人，啊，杀害神百姓的。
However, Babylon the Great is the enemy of God, one who kills his people.
这个杀害神的百姓好像就共产国家，他是真的给你打死了。And
referring to killing the people, just like the communist countries.
请看那个24节，18章。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 24.
18章的24节。
Chapter 18, verse 24.
先祖和圣徒，遍地上一切被杀之人，谁都在这个井里看见。这个杀肉体是个小事情。And
killing the body is only a small matter.
那魔鬼杀这个基督徒啊，目的就是要这样打掉这个信心了。However,
when the devil were to slay the Christian, it is to target towards their faith.
可是，在共产区啊，这个迫害越大，大家越热心。However,
we see that in the communist areas, when the persecution is greater, the faith becomes greater.
虽然血被流了，可是信心啊没有倒下去。Although
blood may be shed, but the faith is not slackened.
1966到1976啊，叫做文化革命，那四年，好惨，好厉害。And
the year 1966 to 1976, these 10 years of cultural revolution.
这四年当中，全中国的礼拜堂通通被占领。And
within these 10 years, all the churches in China were being overtaken.
没有留下一间。Not
even one chapel was left.
我们的教会是一样。And
this also includes our church.
那这个圣经哦，被找到的全部烧掉。
And all the Bibles that could be found are burnt.
这个历史上很少有的这个大祸害。
And this is a rare historical occurrence.
可是在这个四年当中，有一个姊妹这样见证说。
However, a certain sister testified during this event.
她说他们每天都聚会。
They mentioned that they gather for services every day.
大家听她的见证都莫名其妙。
And everyone was bewildered by her testimony.
都没有礼拜堂在哪里聚会。
Without the chapel, where do you assemble?
他们一家人呢，过了12点晚上，大家叫起来。Because
after 12 midnight, the entire family will be awakened up.
他们藏着一本圣经啊，没有被烧掉。They
have hidden a Bible which is not burnt.
就是很小心的在那里啊，这个念一段圣经啊，不敢出声的在那里祷告。
And very carefully, they will read some verses from the Bible, and they will not dare to pray aloud.
所以这个撒旦呢，用那个迫害，没有办法消灭他们的信心。
Hence, although the devil brings along persecution, but he cannot slay their faith.
环岛这个自由世界被撒旦杀掉的更多。
However, if you were to look at the free countries, many were being slain by the devil.
这个自由世界撒旦杀信徒是不流血的。
If you look at the free country, the way that the devil attacks the Christians, blood was not shed.
就是用这个肉体的情欲啦、眼目的情欲啦、今生的骄傲啊，一个一个杀掉，一个一个败在他的手下。
Because he used the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life to attack all the Christians.
所以这个巴比伦这个淫妇啊，出信徒的血太多了，就害死信徒太多。
Hence, harlot, this harlot, Babylon the Great, has killed many Christians.
看回来这个十八章。
Let's look at chapter 18.
启示录十八章。
Revelation 18.
他也是骄傲的。
And she is one full of pride.
十八章的第七节。
Chapter 18, verse 7.
十八章第七节。
Verse 7.
他怎样荣耀自己，怎样奢华，也当怎样怎么样。这个荣耀自己就骄傲了，这个世界就骄傲了。And
here she glorifies herself. This means pride, and this world is full of pride.
人对神啊，很骄傲。And
that is much pride goes along between man and man.
人对神也是很骄傲。And
this same goes with man and God.
不把荣耀归给神。
That is, no glory is given unto God.
现在有的国家叫做基督教国家，但是真的基督教国家的总统有把荣耀归给神吗？
Some countries may claim that they are Christian countries, but their presidents do not give glory to God.
求自己的荣耀。
They are all self-seeking.
奢华宴都包括淫乱，很 行浪费的这个事情跟世外人的。
And living luxuriously refers to an adulterous life and a wasteful life.
总而言之，这个世界是罪恶的世界。
Hence, in summary, this world is full of sin.
破坏神的百姓的世界。
And a world that destroys the people.
所以这个世界就这个大巴比伦城啊，要被神毁灭。
This world that is Babylon the Great shall be destroyed by God.
这个巴比伦。在历史上分为前巴比伦和后巴比伦。
And Babylon is divided into the former and the latter Babylon in history.
这个前巴比伦就是创世纪十四章就有记载。
And the former Babylon was recorded in Genesis chapter 14.
我们看十四章创世纪。
Genesis chapter 14.
十四章的第一节说暗那灰啊是司马王。这个苏拿王啊，你们记到苏拿伊夫吗？苏拿伊夫，啊，亚干呐，投下这个苏拿伊夫，就最流行的，就苏拿地就是加勒地，啊，就是巴比伦国，巴比伦，巴比啊，巴比，这个巴比塔那个巴比，那个地方都是在这个地方，在苏拿地这个地方，所以这个苏拿王就属于前巴比伦国的王。那后巴比伦是从尼布加尼撒的父亲建立的呀，那尼布加尼撒王是第二代，这个叫后巴比伦，那个叫前巴比伦，是这样子。
And the former Babylon is recorded in Genesis chapter one, Genesis chapter 14, verse 1, where it refers to Amraphel, the king of Shinar, and this place Shinar refers to the former place of Babel, where the Tower of Babel was built around the area. So this refers to the former Babylon.And the latter Babylon was built by the father of King Nebuchadnezzar.
那这个启示录的大巴比伦城啊，这个是苏联的，啊，这个是主要全世界，全世界是一个大巴比伦城。
And Babylon the Great, as recorded in Revelation, is in a spiritual sense. It refers to the entire world.
那这个罪恶的世界因为充满罪恶，所以神要毁灭它。
And this world, because it is full with sin, therefore God would like to destroy.
那个毁灭非常快，看十八章。
This destruction comes very quickly, as recorded in chapter 18.
第八节。
Verse 8.
十八章的第八节说，所以在一天之内，他的灾殃要一起来到，就死亡、悲哀、饥荒，他也要被火烧尽。因为审判他的主是神是带有能力的，这里是告诉我们这个大巴比伦啊，在一天之内就不要被毁掉。
Here in verse 8 records that Babylon the Great was destroyed in one day.
这个一天之内并不是指着这个24个小时，是指着很短的意思。
And the one day is not limited to the 24 hours of the time, but it refers to a very short span of time.
看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
第十节说，一时之间，你的刑罚都来到。
It says that for in one hour, your judgment has come.
这个一时之间呢，并不是60分钟，这个一时就比一天更短。
And one hour does not refer to mere 60 minutes. It refers to an even shorter span of time than one day.
17节。
Verse 17.
一时之间啊，这么大的祸福归于无有。这里说一时之间。
Here again it says that in one hour such great riches came to nothing.
19节。
Verse 19.
19节啊，也说他在一时之间就成了王朝。那么这数节圣经呢，就告诉我们，这个大巴比伦要被毁灭，很短时间就结束了。
And verse 19 refers that in one hour she is made desolate. So these four verses let us know that the Babylon the Great was destroyed very quickly.
第一次数节大战，第二次世界大战都拉好几年。
The first and the second world war has been extended for several years.
最后的大战争哈，很短就结束。
And the last and the final battle shall be concluded in a very short time.
战争大场是因为啊，没有办法 攻倒这个对方。
And when wars are being prolonged, it is because they cannot besiege the other country.
现在这个武器好厉害啊！所以最后战争发生的时候，这个战争本来都是一个国家对一个国家，但是现在后来都演变成为一个传变性、全球性的战争。
And weapons today are very advanced, and initially wars broke out because of nations against nations. But now the last final battle will involve the entire globe.
那战争的时候就把所有的武器、最厉害的武器都搬出来了。
And during times of war, everyone will bring up their most advanced weapons.
现在虽然说要国际间说要限制的。这个在铸造这个什么弹什么弹，这个已经过慢了，因为现在按日本的军事家猜测有多少有根据的，现在这个已经有的武器，美国的、苏联还有其他的国家中共的时候有他们现在有的这个武器会毁灭50个地球。
And according to the statistics by a Japanese politician, the weapons that United States and Russia possess today has the magnitude of destroying 50 over countries.
所以最后战争一发生大家武器都搬出来，那这个事情很快就结束了。
Hence, if the final battle were to break out and all weapons are being brought forward, this globe will be destroyed very quickly.
从美国会打到苏联，苏联也会打到这边，用那个 rocket 啊，用那火箭，
and
带着这个核子弹头。
And the United States can send out missiles and target it towards Russia.
那这个武器之外，化学武器好厉害啊！
And other than these missiles, chemical weapons are deadly.
那你爆炸以后，这个好像辐射层，就充满了这个空中。那死掉的死掉了，没有死掉被这个辐射层感染，还是死掉。
And if chemical weapons were to be cast, radiation will be manifested in the atmosphere. And if people did not die from this radiation, they'll be infected with skin diseases.
所以说。讲这句话，说那个时间叫做没有缩短了，一个人都活不了。
And Lord Jesus once mentioned that no one shall be alive during that time.
我们看马太福音24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章的21节。
Matthew 24 verse 21.
这是主耶稣亲自讲的，就是说他再来以前，这个世界要发生空前最后的大灾难，这个灾难战争是。
And this is personally uttered by our Lord Jesus Christ prior to his second coming. He says that there will be a great tribulation as not been seen since the beginning of the world.
那二十二节说，若不减少那日子，凡有随去的，总没有一个人能得救。这里哈，我们念中文的常常会搞错的。这个凡有随去的，一个人都不能得救。那个随去是肉体的意思了。有肉体的人，那个得救是活着的意思了，就看英文比较清楚就是说，这个最后的战争时间假设没有缩短有肉体的人一个都活不了
And in verse 22 mentions that in those days, no flesh would be saved. And this flesh refers to those in living in the physical bodies, but those who are saved are the spiritual bodies.
这样的预言，我们现在很容易了解。
And such prophecies are clearly understood today.
以前呢，那个我小时候也很喜欢看那个布袋戏那布袋戏以前的打仗一个出来，对方一个出来先报名了，那这两个打，那对方被打死，另外一个人又出来打呀，这样打几千年都打不完这个人不会死完的，还一直增加你心力很快吧。所以以前是要把人打光了，哪里有办法？但是现在的武器有办法把人打光了，这个战争时间大长，一个都活不了。
And when I was young, I loved to watch the puppet show where one puppet will fight against the other in times of war. And if one puppet were to fall down, another puppet will immediately replace it. And that war has no ending. However, today, in terms of the weapons of this great magnitude, the wars will be disastrous.
那最后主耶稣再临了，结果天地就废去，所以启示录说好像啊，就大发变成好像一个大石头被丢在海一样，就看不到了。
And hence, in the last days, heaven and earth shall pass away, and this world will be like a rock that's being cast into the sea and disappeared.
看十八章二十一节。Let's
look at chapter 18, verse 21.
十八章二十一节。Revelation
18, verse
21. 这个大巴比伦呢，好像一个大蒙石被丢在海里，那看不到，所以这个世界将来就被毁掉。Here
it records that Babylon the Great is being thrown as a stone, like a stone into the sea and be found no more, so this world will be passed away.
因此我们弟兄姊妹要有心理准备，对将来的这个灾难要有心理的准备，不然的话，时候一到了就站不住，信心站不住。Hence,
brothers and sisters, please be mentally prepared as to the coming great. Conclude the Babylon the Great in this area.
就是指着罪恶的世界,
this refers to the sinful world.
反对神的地方,
places that oppose against God.
杀死基督徒的地方,
places that slain Christians.
这个杀死是杀死灵病的，灵病的厉害，肉体被杀死有什么关系？
And the killing of the spiritual bodies are way surpassed that of the physical bodies.
罪恶的地方,
a place of sin.
虽然是魔鬼充满的地方，人人喜欢它，因为这里有名利享受。Although
it's a place full of demons, but people love her because they are full of riches and luxury.
可是这个罪恶的世界，最后很快的短短时间，就因为战争被毁灭掉。最后耶稣再临，就要回去。But
this world of sin will be destroyed very quickly.
这个时候我们要出来，从这个巴比伦大城出来。And
at this moment, we shall come out from this Babylon the Great.
看十八章。Look
at, let's look at chapter 18.
十八章第四节。Chapter
18, verse 10.
第四节。
Sorry, chapter 18, verse 4.
这个第四节说有声音说：“我的百姓，你要从那个城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所说的灾殃。” 这神呢，就是发出除悲的声音，说：“我的百姓，你要出来。”Hence
God said in compassion that come out of her, my people.
你是不是认为你是神的百姓？你喜欢做神的百姓吗
？Do you see yourself as the people of God？
你假设认为我喜欢做神的百姓，那你应该听神的话，你要从巴比伦出来。
If you would like to be a people of God, then you have to heed the voice of God, that is to come out of Babylon.
就是离开这个罪恶的地方，偶像的地方。
That is to leave this place, this world of sin and idol worshipping.
来相信耶稣。
To come to believe in Jesus.
来受洗礼。
To receive water baptism.
进入新耶路撒冷。
And to enter into the new Jerusalem.
出来要到哪里去？出来有重一个地方去吧，不然的话就掉在空中了。
When you come out from a place, you have to enter into another place. If not, you will be hung in mid-air.
所以神预备了一个新耶路撒冷，要让我们进去。Hence,
God has prepared a new Jerusalem for all of us to enter.
看二十一章。Let's
look at chapter 21.
二十一章的第二节。Chapter
21, verse
2. 二十一章的第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里。 从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装束整齐，点过帐幕。这个新耶路撒冷是指着神的真教会。This
new Jerusalem refers to the true church of God.
看第九节。Let's
look at verse 9.
21章第9节。Chapter
21, verse 9.
这里天使说要把基督的新妇，羔羊的新妇给约翰看。And
here the angels would like to bring the Lamb's wife.
那当时约翰那时候感觉很稀奇，耶稣在世的时候都没有结婚，哪里有太太？And
Apostle John was amazed because Jesus did not marry.
我说抱着 很奇怪稀奇的心啊，想要赶快看看耶稣的太太到底是怎么样的。
So indeed, who is this bride of Jesus, and how does she look?
但是他所看到的是什么呢？第十节。
However, what did he see? Let's look at verse 10.
天使就拜带他到一个高大的山呐、啊，将那从神那里降下的向耶路撒冷给他看。所以给他看耶稣的太太，结果是看到这个耶路撒冷，向耶路撒冷。
And the bride of Jesus that, she saw, that he saw, that John saw, was at a great and high mountain. It is a great city, the holy Jerusalem.
So this 新耶路撒冷, 新耶路撒冷就主做教会耶稣的心腹。
Hence the new Jerusalem refers to the church of God is the bride of God.
怪教会他们解释这个是真的一个大城市啊，就是千年王国时代的这个首都啊，要从天上降下来，要乱解释的。
And other Christian denomination describes this as a real concrete city that emerged after the millennium.
那这个基耶稣的心腹就是教会啊，教会就是耶稣的心腹了。
And the bride of Jesus is the church, and the church is the bride of God.
那这个真教会应该具备什么条件啊？那有什么舍命？应该有什么好的表现？就通过这个耶路撒冷的构造。要来主说我们。
And what are the criteria and the principles that this holy city should behold? And this is known to us through its construction.
啊，那这个新耶路撒冷，这个内容是怎么样的
？And what is the content of this new Jerusalem?
看奥撒章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这个奥撒章第一节，这个新耶路撒冷的。街道当中、哦、有一道鲜明水的江河。
Here it records that there is a pure river of water of life.
是从神和羔羊的宝座流出来，这个宝座是一个宝座，啊，可见神呐、啊，耶稣是一位啊，没有两个宝座。
And this water proceeds from the throne of God, and there is only one throne, hence there's only one God.
这个新耶路撒冷指的真教会，那这个鲜明水的江河指的什么？你们年轻的心里回答一下看看，你们中学生啊，生命水的江河指的什么
？Since this new Jerusalem refers to the Church of God, then what does this river of water of life refers to？
那是从主耶稣那边流出来的。
It flows from our Lord Jesus Christ。
这个是主说圣灵。
This refers to the Holy Spirit。
圣灵给我们生命，啊，所以叫生命水的江河。这是告诉我们，真教会一定要有圣灵的江河。
Holy Spirit gives us life, and this tells us that a true church must have this river of water of life.
所以你找教会要找有圣灵的教会。
Hence, if you look for a church, you must look for a church that has the Holy Spirit.
不一定很大，将很多信徒，要找有耶稣圣灵的教会。
It may not be big nor have many members, but it must have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
第二，看奥斯一章。
Let's look at chapter 21.
奥斯一章的十二节。
Verse 12.
这个新耶路撒冷有高大的墙，啊，那有个这排东边的，看那个十四节啊。
Let's look at verse 14。
十四节，城墙有十二个根基，根基上有羔羊十二个属徒的名字。这个盖房子啊，盖大的这个根基很重要。
When you construct a house or a building, the foundations are very important.
好像这个温哥华也很高大的这个。
And if you were to look at the many high-rise buildings in Vancouver,
那个根基都立得很深啊。
And these buildings have very deep foundations.
就是根基没有立好，你在上面一直盖盖盖盖，结果倒下去。
If the foundations are not well laid, then the buildings will not be built correctly.
那这个新耶路撒冷有十二个根基，就只是说有完全的根基的，妥当的根基。
And this New Jerusalem has 12 foundations, and this refers it is perfect.
那根基上都有羔羊的啊，十二个属徒的名字了。根基上有羔羊，十二个属徒的名字，就是说以十二个属徒做根基的。啊、
and on these foundations were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, and that is the 12 apostles are the foundation of this building of this.City.
以十二个使徒做根基，说以使徒的教训做根基的意思。
And this refers to having the apostolic teachings as the foundation of this city.
使徒的教训就是真理。那这个保罗强调使徒的传威，说传福音给你们和我们所传的不一样，他要被做主。所以这个真教会要有圣灵，还有一个有真理。所以有真理所传的和使徒一样，这两个最要紧。
And the apostolic teachings are the truth, and Paul mentions that if anyone teaches against the apostolic teachings, then they are not true. Hence, a true church must have the abidance of the Holy Spirit and also the apostolic teachings, and that is the truth.
我跟那个真理报的报纸里面，在广告啊，温哥华的这个国教会里面，这个圣灵派的也不少。
And I've looked into the papers that advertise many different churches, and many of them are Pentecostal churches
that I observed. And
the former buyer of our church, the former owner of our church, the United Church, their teachings are very similar to our church.
比神召会更接近。现在五旬节系统是神召会人数最多。And their doctrines
are more correct than the assemblies of God.
但是这个神召会的道理偏差。However,
the teachings of the assembly of God has gone astray.
就连同五旬节会的比较接近现象。And
the Pentecostal Church, and that is the United Church, is closer to the Bible.
现在很多教会晓得没有圣灵不行的，没有圣灵没有力量。Nowadays,
many churches know that they cannot go without the Holy Spirit.
他们在求圣灵，但是他们到底是不是圣灵啊？我们也不会乱批评。不过我在电视看到，在美国，他们求圣灵啊，都向后面倒下去。这个牧师跟按哦。
And many of them claim to pray for the Holy Spirit, but we do not know whether their Holy Spirit is indeed true, as what is observed from many of the TV evangelism, where many of them actually collapse behind when they receive the Holy Spirit. This is not recorded in the Bible at all.
所以我们今天不但要有基督的圣灵，所传的道理要和属徒。 以使徒的教训做根基，这点很重要。Hence,
today we must hold on to the Holy Spirit of God and also the apostolic teaching that is the truth, and this is very important.
所以我们真的是教会啊，所传的福音是叫多久的福音？天国的福音，真的能够带人到天国去的福音。So,
the gospel that our true Jewish church preaches is one that is of the heavenly gospel, one that will bring people to the heavens.
那我们就有责任把这个福音传到世界各地方。And
it is our responsibility to spread this gospel to the ends of the world.
十二节记载说，这个新耶路撒冷有十二个门。Verse 12
records that there are 12 gates in this New Jerusalem.
东西南北各三个门。And
there are 3 gates each at the 4 cardinal points, north, south, and west.
这意思说我们要 向全世界传福音，东西南北都要开展。And
this refers that we must preach the gospel in all directions.
这是我们的使命。This
is our mission.
或者我们感觉到我们哪里有这个有办法，有一个力量。But
sometimes we may ask ourselves, where do we have the strength?
我们要传福音，我那一天也稍微讲过了，要有这个稳住传道打先锋。And
the other day we have mentioned that in terms of preaching the gospel, literary evangelism comes first.
我们沙巴州现在有10,000多的信徒，那是从一本圣灵报开始的。And
there are about 10,000 people in Sabah, and it comes from one Holy Spirit monthly.
就是新加坡教会一个温六汉青年呢，他寄一本圣灵报给阿碧哦，那个詹庆德基督的爸爸啦，他是这个安息日会的传道，寄给他，这样开始了。
And the Holy Spirit Monthly was sent by John Wen of Singapore, and he sent it to the father of a deacon in Sabah, and that's how it was spread.
那那一本圣灵报后来落在这个三打根呐李希林先生的手，那李希林先生专程从三打根坐船到新加坡来查好道理。
And this letter fall into the hands of Mr. Lin in Senegal, and he flew to Singapore in order to attain the good news.
那他明白的，就带那个温约翰呐，和那个陈建进长老，从新加坡到三打滚去，即使沙巴真的是教会的开始。
And after he has believed in the truth, he brought this youth John Wen and also the deacon, and they flew to Sabah, and that's how the church began.
他们两个人在三打滚只住4天了，就回去。And
both of them lived in Sedangun for 10 days.
那圣灵亲自做工了，就是这个沙巴州的灵工就这样发展起来。And
the Holy Spirit was abiding with them, and the holy work flourished.
我们菲律宾现在的教会也是。 从新加坡寄那个英文的这个我们的那个新名字到，寄给牧师了，啊，那么他们牧师，五旬教会的牧师，收到我们的就看到，就这样联络，来相信，来建立起来的。And
the church and our church in the Philippines and in was being set up by the literature Words of Life from Singapore, which was sent to a Pentecostal pastor in Philippines, and the church grew.
这是我们联络总会啊，去年大会有通过，要设立一个世界传道文字传道的中心，这个是要很彻底的、很积极的来翻译各种的语文啊。我们现在已经翻俄文了，啊，俄文也在翻译了，啊，要送到世界各地方去。
And IA has set up the literary ministry, and in terms of translating all the articles into all different various languages, and some of them were even translated into the Russian language, and to be sent out to the ends of the world.
我不晓得你们是不是已经把我们的一些好像基本信仰、那个四条信仰啦、真理是教介绍。 那些英文的、中文的哦，都要寄给那个叫真理报什么啊？真理报，那里面呢、啊、有温哥华的各教会的地址，啊，就是还没寄要寄给他们，要寄给他们英文、中文都寄给他们。即使我们责任，那他收到的时候一定会看的啦，啊，就是要地位看了才会丢的啦。 那就是他神的百姓啊，他会信，啊，他不信，我们已经向他做见证，我们要用这个文字传道来传开世界各地。
Hence, it is important for us to send out our 10 articles of faith of the True Jesus Church to all the local churches in Vancouver as found on the newspaper, and that is a way to evangelize to them. And if indeed they are the people of God, they shall receive and come to our church. If not, we have already testified to them.
这个天国福音要传遍天下，根据启示录，吹第六号和第七号中间会完成，就是一直在中间。And
as recorded in the book of Revelation, between the blowing of the sixth and the seventh trumpet, that is the time when Jesus will come.
看十一章。
Let's look at chapter 11.
这个十一章第三节就记载两个见证人。Here
in verse 3 refers to two witnesses.
这两个见证人是末世的代表末世的主耶稣的真的这个见证人，不是单两个啊。And
this refers to the true witnesses of Jesus at the end times.
他们要得到大能力。They
shall receive great power.
好像摩西，好像以利亚那个大能力。
Just like Moses and Elijah, they shall receive great power.
那第七节，他们做完见证的时候就被杀了。这个做完见证，可见他们要完成他们的使命啊。但是他们的使命完成了，好像主耶稣的使命完成，被钉十字架，那个是最后的迫害。啊，所以根据这一段，这个福音传遍天下，是在 第六号和第七号之间，耶稣再临之前，一定会完成。
And verse 7 records that after they have finished their testimony, they shall be killed, and that means that they will carry out their mission of world evangelism, and hence the between the blowing of the sixth and the seventh trumpet, and that is the second coming of Christ, that the world will come to an end.
所以啊，我们弟兄姊妹，或者你们以前呢，啊，也没有教堂啦，对教会的事情比较，说想要做，不晓得怎么做的。那现在啊，主耶稣给我们一个基地，啊，这么好的线索，啊，我们要开始来传福音，啊，开始传福音，啊，或者你说我不太会讲，多分化传单小册，多寄出这个小册，你没有的话会从美国总会那边要求，叫中文的从台湾总会那边，啊，请他们寄过来了。我们要用这个文字传统打先锋，啊，不但我们温哥华这个省，应该还要和那个埃蒙顿的各地方联络啊。比方说，我们温哥华教会，我们要寄到哪一个地区、哪一个省，分所寄，分所寄，啊，应该这样子打先锋，那省的百姓会听的，会有联络的，啊，所以大家现在负起责任了。要负起责任，不要单进来，啊，从巴比伦出来，进入新耶路撒冷，要在这里，啊，来为主做工，啊，那就一方面专属自己呀，迎接耶稣再来。
Hence, brothers and sisters, before we have this church, it may be inconvenient for us to carry out our holy work. But now that we have a church, we have a basis, and it is important for us to carry out our responsibilities.And to send out all articles and pamphlets in terms of evangelizing to the rest in the local area. But we can also send out articles and pamphlets to places in Edmonton or Alberta. And if we do not have enough pamphlets, we can request them from the IA or the GA in the United States.
看19章。
Let's look at chapter 19.
19章的第七节。
Verse 7.
啊，这里第七节说我们要。欢喜快乐啊！因为羔羊结婚的时候到了，新会预备好了啊。那穿上洁白的细麻衣，这个细麻衣是信徒所行的义。这一谈到耶稣要结婚了，耶稣要结婚就是耶稣要带来，要迎接这个新耶路撒冷，就是他的新妇去了，因为工作也做完了。那教会本身这个新娘子预备好了，那就耶稣再临，迎接到天国去，这是我们的盼望。所以就最后的巴比伦最后是被毁灭，啊，那这就不得救的是打进这个火湖里面。那进入这个真教会啊，这些预备好的圣洁的信徒、爱主的信徒，统统被耶稣接到天国里去。这两个大型的。
Hence, recorded as in verse 7 of chapter 19, it says that the marriage of the Lamb shall come, and that is Jesus is about to get married, and that is the second coming of Christ, where he comes to receive the New Jerusalem. And the New Jerusalem refers to those members who are prepared, who are holy and sanctified to be received by Lord Jesus in his second coming. And this is the conclusion of the two great cities, Babylon the Great and the New Jerusalem.
说起来现在到温哥华教会来的弟兄姊妹，我认识的超过我看超过三分之二了，啊，因为从沙巴啦、新加坡、马来亚来的我都认识，香港来的我也认识，台湾来的更认识了。那你们说起来都是啊老信徒，我说老信徒并不是说年纪很老了，是信相当久的，有些小时候就信，那时候受过这个道理训练。所以大家要做基督的精兵，来发展信仰。
And as I observe the members of our Vancouver church, I have known at least two-thirds of the members because many come from places in Sabah, Malaysia, and also Taiwan. So most of us are members who have been in church for a certain period of time. So we are not new members, but actually old members.
我们学习也强调这里，大家莫打。
Let's all pray in silence.